Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we start our broadcast from Capitol Hill with Congressman Stephen Horsford from CD4. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Capitol Hill, we are delighted to welcome to the program Representative Stephen Horsford from CD4. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Good to be on. Thank you.
We have to start out, obviously, with what happened yesterday at the Naval Shipyard. This was insane. When did you first hear about it? What was your first reaction?
You know, I heard about it like many people, turning on the morning news that morning and seeing the horrific events that kind of unfold in real time. It just is another reminder of the fact that we have to remain vigilant towards our security wherever it is, and you know, make sure that we have all the facts so that we can respond accordingly, especially when it involves a military complex as it did with the Navy Yard yesterday.
It's over a decade since 9/11. We've spent billions on security. And here, and the NSA and surveillance and you name it, we've done it. And what it seems that we've ended up with is a great way to track things after the fact. Doesn't it stun you that somebody got onto a naval facility with a weapon and was able to fire that weapon and injure and kill so many people?
Yes, and I'm a member of the Homeland Security Committee. I haven't heard from Chairman McCall yet, but I imagine that this will be an issue that our committee takes up around the events and how the person was able to get onto the premises. My understanding, he's a civilian contractor, had the ability to drive into the facility, but didn't really have access to the building that he ultimately got into. May have shot his way in, is what I've heard from the news accounts. And so this is something we're going to have to look at in order to provide the proper oversight and recommendations so that this never happens again.
Do you think because of the time that has gone by that we have become a little lax?
There's always a sense, I think, that unfortunately these events have made some rather numb. I was reading that, you know, some of the biggest tragedies with these number of killings have happened really in the span of the last 6 years. And so I think all of us have to take a hard look. As policymakers, we need to be more vigilant. I understand there was an audit that was done of the Navy Yard that talked about some lack of security, so we need to review that. And, you know, I will do everything that I can to make sure that we provide the proper support so that our men and women and those in civilian personnel can remain safe.
We're taping this 24 hours after this incident happened. What is the atmosphere here at the Capitol?
You know, I think we're back to normal today. There is a sense of heightened awareness. I know the security personnel and the Capitol Police are being extra vigilant in checking people as they come onto the Capitol. But, you know, look, we need to be careful not to take one incident and then turn it into everyday life. It's unfortunate what happened. Clearly, there was something, you know, mentally wrong here with the person involved, and we need to really be talking about how we address the mental needs of those who have served, whether it be in the reserves or in our active duty military.
I'm going to change topics on you completely here. Just recently, you went through a six-way heart bypass. Fortunately, you did not have a heart attack. What was the test that you were given that showed that you had this blockage problem?
It was my annual physical, not the first that I've had, but the first that found the problem. And like many people, I was shocked myself in a bit of denial and disbelief that, you know, I'm 40 years old, relatively good health, try to work out, try to eat decently. But come to find out, there is heart disease that runs in my family. I'm predisposed to it, something I didn't know, but I know now. And I'm doing everything I can to eat right, exercise, you know, have a little bit more balance and not stress at every situation so that I can be here another 40 or 50 years.
You came back to work pretty quick, too. It was about a month, wasn't it?
6 to 8 weeks, based on what my doctor advised me to do. I did the required recuperation. I'm still in cardiac rehab and, you know, walk at least once, if not twice a day. And I'm getting stronger and healthier every day.
So actually what you need is a lot more votes here so you can go between your office.
Exactly.
And here it's about, what, a 15-minute run.
It is. It's a good walk between Longworth Building and the Capitol.
A couple of more questions about this. Let's do it when we come back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Capitol Hill, we're continuing our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsford and talking about a personal situation here with your heart. One of the things that happens to people like you and I who have heart conditions is that we are given a heart monitor. They're called our wives. How has your wife been dealing with this?
You know, I am so blessed and fortunate to have a partner in my wife. She was there every step of the way. She continues to go to doctor's meetings with me and is encouraging me to follow my regimen as required, and really to do this as a family, you know, to eat healthy as a family, to get out and exercise as a family, and to help share our story to help others who are predisposed to heart disease and may not know it, and other health risks. I mean, what this has shown me, having experienced this now as a patient, is the fact that people go through these type of situations every day. No one should have to go bankrupt because of a disease like mine. And everyone should have access to quality, affordable health care so that they can get the prevention ahead of time, they can get the wellness checks, and they can hopefully, you know, do what's right so that they never end up having the type of bypass surgery that I did.
And just know this, that if you're laying on the couch and your wife is out in the yard and you look up, you will see her watching just to make sure you're breathing. That goes on for quite a while. All right, let's change topics to other things. You're on government oversight and regulatory affairs. It's amazing how many of the economic problems we read about are in the hands of regulators, not legislators. For example, banking, immigration with business and ICE tactics, clashing, and Obamacare. It seems like economic recovery is in the hands of regulators, not legislators. Do you agree with that?
The policy is set by the Congress and the President. Agencies are responsible for carrying out through regulation, maybe, or administrative code, that policy. And any time they overextend beyond what the law provides for or what's been authorized, that's our job in providing proper oversight. I've really enjoyed my time on the Committee on Government Oversight and Reform because it both allows us to be the watchdog over the federal agency and taxpayer resources, and also to come up with new innovative ideas on how to make government work better. You know, that's part of what I try to do as a state senator. It's what I bring to Congress is, you know, not every federal government program works. I'm not a defender of every federal program. I'm a defender of my constituents who rely on services from federal agencies and programs that need it.
Do you have staffers who go through all it? Because, you write the bills are long enough, but the regulations are 10 times longer. Who monitors that?
Well, there is a staff here called the Congressional Research Service that provides a lot of information to us as members, similar to the Legislative Council Bureau in the state legislature. We do have staff on my team, both here and in the district office, who monitor these type of issues, particularly from a constituent point of view. So, you know, when I have someone who calls me, as I got recently from someone dealing with a problem with the nursing home, we go to look. What's in the code? Are they following the law? Do we need to clarify the law in order to provide better services to our constituents?
The Affordable Care Act, the Navigators hired to deal with health insurance registration in the exchanges, drawing fire for lack of security policies surrounding them and the large amount of personal information they will get on people they help. Is this exposing Americans, and in particular, in our case, Nevadans, to personal and financial risk?
You know, I serve on the Homeland Security Committee, and we just had a hearing on this just the other day where we heard from both sides on what has been done to protect the privacy and information of individuals enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. Let's be clear, the Affordable Care Act falls in three categories: Medicaid, Medicare, and then those individuals who will be able to buy insurance on the health exchange. Medicaid has already been in place for decades. Medicare is a successful program that's been in place for decades. Nothing changes with the type of information that's being collected or used. What's new are these marketplace exchanges, and I have to commend Governor Sandoval and the Nevada legislature because they've worked so hard to get Nevada to get in place to implement this correctly. And we're actually ahead of the game for once in this regard. So we've been assured that security, privacy protections are in place, and we will continue to be vigilant as the program unfolds to make sure that people's information is protected.
Even with these navigators?
Even with navigators. Navigators primarily do outreach to help educate people that this is available to them and then how to enroll. It's not so much about them getting your personal information per se. That's not so much their role. It's more letting you know that this is an insurance program that can help you cover your health care costs.
More with Congressman Horsford when we come back.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
When life threw me a curveball, I sure was glad I had Carson Tahoe on my team.
I had a problem with my heart that nearly cost me my life. I couldn't imagine not being there for my family.
I was rushed to Carson Tahoe, where they performed life-saving heart surgery. Now I'm back in the game.
And I'm living proof of just how amazing their cardiac unit really is.
Carson Tahoe, your heart hospital.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Get whatever you want, baby.
Let's just share a 20-piece.
20 McNuggets for only $4.99? Oh, man, she's beautiful, smart, and sensible. Jackpot!
Anything else?
Get next to McDonald's crispy, juicy chicken McNuggets so you get the taste you love at a price you'll love even more.
Guess who's going to the game?
Thank you. There's always more to love at McDonald's.
The Plush Life has some exciting news.
Because so many of us love Sunday night football, we're moving to Saturday nights.
That's right. Starting August 3rd, you'll find The Plush Life right here on News 4 on Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
The Plush Life highlights businesses, events, and some incredibly inspiring people.
I'm Jennifer Rose.
And I'm John Oliver.
And together, we bring you The Plush Life each and every week.
Beginning August 3rd, you'll find us on News 4, Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
So tune in and make your life plush with The Plush Life.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, with all credit to Chris Wallace here, let's do a lightning round here. Okay. As we broadcast from Capitol Hill. The Yerington land transfer is ready to move out of committee, but Doc Hastings, the chairman, is not letting it move at this point. Do you have any assurance that this is actually going to get to move?
We're going to get this done. It's a job-creating bill at a time when jobs are desperately needed throughout this country, but especially in Southern Lyon County. I'm not going to stop till this bill is passed.
Yucca Mountain. There's a large portion of your district that will benefit from restarting Yucca Mountain in some form, not necessarily the form it was originally intended. And getting a railroad line across the central portion of the state would be a huge economic boon. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I commend Governor Brian Sandoval and his position on this issue. This is a state position, one that has been held by both Republicans and Democrats. I do believe we need to find an appropriate use for Yucca Mountain, particularly because of the billions in dollars that have been spent, but that it should not be turned into a nuclear repository for the nation's wasteland.
Okay, but do you see a use for it for your constituents there that would be an economic boom?
There are many things. Data warehousing facility, a cybersecurity training facility, military installation, research facilities. There are many uses that would serve our national interest that we should be exploring in order to create jobs, diversify the economy, and put that project to use, but not as a nuclear waste repository.
And is that what your constituents in, for example, Nye County are telling you?
Well, my job is to listen to all my constituents throughout the entire congressional district, and while there are local voices that support a nuclear waste repository, the lion's share do not. The governor does not, and I will continue to work to find alternatives that can bring the type of economic development that we want to that project.
Okay, let's head into the major water issue. With Lake Mead heading towards crisis, what federal solutions can go into effect if all five states can't be served?
In the water negotiation crisis? You know, I talked to Pat Mulroy on this recently, and she's got a number of suggestions that we as the congressional delegation are looking at right now. She makes a very strong argument that just like we bail out hurricane and earthquakes, we need to be providing support to communities that are dealing with extreme drought because of the economic impact that that's had on our region. And I look forward to working with her and our delegation on those type of realistic policies that we can put in place to bring water to our region.
What's the one that strikes you as most realistic?
Well, like I said, this one on providing funding, one of the issues right now we're dealing with at Lake Mead, for example, is, you know, the drought has been extended so long that even with the new pipeline that's being installed, it won't be in place fast enough to address the immediate water needs.
This is the third straw.
Correct. And so that's a project that is providing for jobs. But ultimately, we'll provide new water infrastructure, and we need to support those type of initiatives going forward.
Let's talk about the Southern Nevada Water Pipeline from Northeast Nevada down to Las Vegas. Do you support that?
You know, it's in the courts. I can't intervene on that process with the courts. My position has been we need to continue to find alternatives because we shouldn't be dependent upon, you know, transferring water from one region to another region. We need to basically expand the pie, and one way to do that actually may be to look at reallocation of water resources through the Colorado River Compact. Again, something that I've talked to Pat Mulroy and other water experts on. It's not easy. It won't happen overnight, but those are the long-term solutions that we really do need.
We're down to less than a minute here. Actually, about 20 seconds. Immigration reform, can it pass the House this year, or is it going to die?
We're going to get something done on comprehensive immigration reform this year. It's good for the economy. It's the right thing to do, and it's time for us to come together in a bipartisan way, following the Senate's lead, and pass comprehensive immigration reform out of the House.
Do you believe that the House has any chance of passing
the Senate's bill? If the Speaker brings up the bill for a vote, the bill will pass in the House of Representatives.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir. Thank you so much. Pleasure to have you here on our first program, our inaugural program from Capitol Hill.
Come back.
We will, I promise. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
I got a little someone back home. Just listen to this. Come on.
Charter's always in my hand. Thousands of movies on demand. Had to get rid of that satellite dish. Rain broke her down, genie, I don't miss. Charter TV, $29.99.
855-755-2999. Oh my, oh my.
Internet as fast as the open road. 10 times faster, so I'm in control. Charter Internet for $29.99.
855-755-2999.
Unlimited calls with Charter Phone. No fees, now I call that home. Charter Phone for $29.99. Triple play, the freedom to get more.
As Nevada approaches its 150th anniversary of statehood, it's time to reflect on what makes us all proud to be Nevadans.
The Nevada of my youth was a place of pride, activity, optimism, and opportunity. This has long been our state's heritage, and it will be our future as well.
Over the past 150 years, countless Nevadans have lived, worked, learned, and played in a state rich with history and culture.
Our Silver State is battle-born.
And we are
Nevada proud.
For everyone's safety during street vibrations September 25th through the 29th, please watch for motorcycles. Sometimes motorcycles are not easy to see, but they're loud so you can hear them. More than 30,000 bikers are anticipated. Don't meet one by accident.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the Majority Leader of the United States, Harry Reid, will join us.